Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's October 3rd, 2007, and here's Jesus, an open letter from Mary Magdalene, the wife of Jesus of Nazareth, to Ron Paul, Republican presidential candidate. Most sincere greetings, Ron. In heaven, I am obeyed without question. Whenever my husband sends me to speak with someone who is having problems, they always receive the message I am giving in return to supporting my husband. I am trying to establish that same kind of respect on earth. First of all, let me say that I believe you are a sincere and decent man. Looking at the things that you support tells me that. But you are being misled, and you are being used by the creatures of darkness. You are spreading the democratic propaganda that President Bush deliberately led the people into the Iraq War under false pretenses, which is completely untrue. You should recant this as soon as possible. It is true the American people were deceived, but they were deceived by Saddam Hussein, not President Bush. Hussein deliberately put out the information that was believed by so many in the hopes of making his Arab neighbors think he was stronger than he was, so that he could lead them into a disastrous battle that would have destroyed all of mankind. Even my dear husband was deceived by this information. And if the forces of heaven can be deceived, what chance does man have? I beg of you, announce to the world that you know President Bush is a man of honor, and he would never deliberately deceive the American people. If false pretenses ever existed, they were created by the enemy, and were not the fault of the American leadership, who acted rightly on the information they had, and barely in time. Ron, you know as well as I that you have virtually no chance of winning the presidency, but you do have a chance for greatness. God has chosen a candidate, my dear friend Demetrius, known on earth as Speaker Gerald Polly. When he becomes president, he is going to need strong people in the House and Senate to help him get through the measures that he wants to get through. I ask you to end your campaign and put your full and complete support behind Speaker Polly, to encourage all that follow you to do so. There is another mission that you could do now that would glorify you also. We need to get Muhammad's messages to the people of Iraq, especially to the insurgents that are destroying themselves, surrendering their immortal existence to the creatures of darkness. We need to save as many of them as we can to bring them back to the light. Muhammad's messages were so feared that the Democrats had them taken down from YouTube, keeping him from being heard by the multitudes. You have the influence to get these messages translated into Arabic and gotten to the Iraqi people. This is the mission that God now gives you, the way in which you can best serve the people of the United States of America. By saving the souls of misguided men in a distant country, you will be saving the souls of all those around you that you love and cherish. Go to Demetrius's website. Find out what he stands for. Then contact everyone he is trying to contact and ask them to listen. Ask them to believe. Then you will truly be blessed by God, because you will be serving his servants, and all that do so will be glorified, as those who do not will be lost forever. voicesfromspirit.com/president.htm. Please help me. Please help my husband. We are winning many battles, but we are still in danger of losing the war, of losing mankind forever. You have the power to make sure that we do not. You have the power to lead the world to the stars, to glorify the human race. I ask you in all sincerity to use that power, to stand with God's heroes. Mary Magdalene, the wife of Jesus of Nazareth called Christ, and the servant of He that dwells in the holiest of all, now and forever.
We'll be back again. Jesus may be reached at here's Jesus 777 @yahoo.com.